Though we live in sorrow, all the joys we've known, we can face tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show at Dad's Point of View. I think you were listening to the Four Preps. Was that the Four Preps? Their famous song, Four Freshmen, excuse me. The Four Preps were famous for doing 26 miles. There's the Four Preps, the Four Cadets, the Four Freshmen. Anyway, since we're doing a little bit of a graduation theme, I thought I'd play for you that song. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com, and please follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. We have Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams, who has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California, for the last 6 years. He's finished doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon, and he and his wife, Erica, just had a baby boy, Judah Andrew, a couple months ago. They live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, great to have me on again. I so appreciate it.
Well, I hear you're a little sick, so I wish you a speedy recovery. And I'd more importantly, since I really don't care as much about you as your son, I'd really like to know where you're staying away from Judah and keeping him healthy, and give us an update on Judah Andrew's progress, please.
Yeah, thankfully I'm the only one in the house who's gotten sick, and
keep it that way.
Yes, I'm
get one of those bubbles and go
well,
in.
Well, and I've been putting. I have this hiking kind of scarf. I've been wearing it over my face whenever I get near him. So
that's good. Good
I think
for
that's
you.
Helped. Hey, but boy, I just so enjoyed that first Father's Day with him last Sunday. And what a special moment that was as we celebrated together. He's doing great. He's getting bigger, healthier. He's smiling so much. Can't wait for you to see him.
Well, hopefully soon. By the way, I sent you an invitation to a July 4th party. I hope you can come.
I saw that. Unfortunately, we will be in hot Texas.
Oh, lucky you.
We'll be traveling out visiting my wife's family.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. So the first time that they'll see Judah.
Yes, it'll be very nice.
Excellent.
So we'll see how that flight will go with
Ho-ho.
Him.
Uh-huh. I can give you some tips.
Yeah.
Basically, the tips are drugs. You drug the kid, and then you might be able to survive.
That's great.
Don't quote me on that, even though this is on public radio, so I guess I am quoted. Pastor Drew, the novel of having kids, what do you have to say about that column? What does it bring up for you to share with our audience?
I think such a great column. I even noticed a lot of the books that you love that I resonated with. One of my favorite books of all time is actually a young Jewish writer by the name of Jonathan Safran Foer. Have you heard of that name?
No.
In New York? So the book, he's written a few books, but my favorite is called Extremely Loud, Incredibly Close.
Mm.
And it actually made into a movie this past year. With
I saw the movie.
Tom Hanks, and boy, the book was phenomenal.
The movie wasn't bad. The movie didn't seem to do very well, but it was really a pretty darn good movie.
Yeah, and the book is just, there was a lot of things in the book that just really couldn't translate to the screen. And for those that have read it would understand. But, you know, as I was reading your post, I remembered that, you know, as I've gone through life, I've read some great stories. I've read some, you know, average stories. I've read some terrible stories. And when you think about lives, in some ways, some people tell a really good story with their life, don't they?
Mm-hmm. And they leave behind a great story.
They do. And one that their kids and grandkids will sit around the dinner table, for example, and tell decades or even centuries after the fact. There was a book that I really want to recommend that actually addresses this topic. And the whole premise of the book was, if your life was a movie or a novel, would it be worth watching or reading?
Wow.
And I
thought my whole thing was original. Darn.
It really is. A lot of the angles that you took of it were, and I think that so many people resonate with that idea of watching a good movie, reading a good book, and what if you could apply those principles, those ideas of what makes a good story to your own life.
So what's the name of this book?
Yeah, the book is called A Million Miles in 1,000 Years, and it's by a guy named Donald Miller. And phenomenal book, and really he just breaks down really what makes a good story. And if he could apply that principle and those ideas to his own life, would he begin to live a better, more fulfilling, a more memorable life? It's really phenomenal.
It's going to have to be on my my list. I'll add that to the stack next to my bed that I want to read and just can't find the time to.
Yeah, one of the things that I loved in the book mm-hmm. is he says that the greatest stories, the main character is always going after or chasing or wanting something that's really noble or desirable or really worth chasing after, worth going through all the conflict, worth going through the entire journey to get to. And he says the problem is most of us live our lives just wanting, let's say, a Volvo. And he says, think about the last time you saw a movie where the main character drove off the parking lot of a used car lot, pumping his fist because he just got that car he finally wanted. And he says, nobody's going to be cheering for that. He says, but so many of us, we don't want big enough things. We don't desire really important things, lasting things. And that really made me rethink things in my life. And one of the goals that I want to have is I want my son, who's now only 2 months old, to say, gosh, my dad was always there for me, always loved me, and I really am who I am today because of my parents. And I think that's a noble goal to chase after.
You bet. You bet. You bet. The whole idea of what you just said really goes to something that I really believe that I learned from Dennis Prager, which is the things that make us happiest are not often or not usually the things that we think of that will make us happiest. Those things are fun. So going to Disneyland is fun. Okay, getting that new car is fun. But the things that make us happiest are the things we do that I think impact, touch, and affect other people and are often not fun. Being a parent, very few people would say the journey of parenthood is fun. It might be rewarding. It might be gratifying. But it's a lot of hard work, a lot of pain. But the feeling of happiness when things turn out well is so much deeper than the fleeting feeling you get getting that new car that you mentioned.
Yeah, Prager has so much insight there because if you shoot beyond that, beyond the Disneyland trip, the vacation, the car, for something bigger, those things maybe will happen along the way, but it'll have itself so much more meaning because it's in the context of those relationships, those things that really bring true happiness.
You know, for weeks and months, I introduced you as studying for your doctorate. And then, of course, you got it. Now, I doubt you would describe the process over all those years while you were juggling family and work as a whole lot of fun. But I bet you you describe the feeling of happiness as a heck of a lot deeper than the most recent movie or concert or meal you had out.
Yeah, and I think it's longer lasting.
Exactly.
It's not like a sugar high.
That's a good analogy, too. Really good analogy. Wow.
You know, one of the things, too, in that book, A Million Miles in a Thousand Years, he talks about conflict and how the greatest stories, there's always tremendous conflict. There's not one great novel out there that is void of conflict.
And he says, there's not one great life that is void of conflict.
Exactly. He says, but what we do is often we try to avoid conflict. When he says we should understand how much we can grow through it,
wow!
And how with the help of others that we can
be changed,
true. Transformed. Really neat.
Really good. Wow. Excellent. Good stuff. Well, listen, Pastor Drew, you feel better. Let our listeners know where you will be eventually posting blogs and eventually posting pictures, because I know you're going to tell me you still haven't done it.
I know. You know, boy, what a procrastinator. Hopefully I don't pass that on to my son, but it's at drewsams.com.
All right. And if you want to follow Pastor Drew, it's Surfer Drew on Twitter. By the way, tonight we have Dr. Hill, the expert on colic. So if you are at all able to join us at Dad Chat, please come and I will introduce you to him and you can ask any other questions you might have about colic.
I plan on doing that from the couch.
Okay, excellent. We will be back with a special guest. Thank you again, Pastor Drew. Zoe Brown after these messages, and I hope to find you on our show.
You cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you.